Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I have had numerous times over the years, you start talking about the Word or start talking about people doing something or making changes in their life, and I've had people say, well, you don't understand my relationship with God. Well, explain it to me. Tell us about this unique relationship with God. What does it mean? It's the kind of relationship that you can ignore the Bible, ignore Scripture, and not obey God and still be blessed. Now that's amazing, isn't it?
That's very amazing.
But that's what, they didn't say that, but that's what they mean. Is that they get to ignore God and they got their own thing. God knows me and he and I we have it worked out between ourselves. What do you got worked out? What are they saying? I'm telling you right now. Let me interpret it for you. They're saying they can ignore God's will for their life. They can ignore the Bible and not have to do it and still are okay with God. And because they have a special relationship. And people that practice sluggardness and slothfulness, they have this special relationship. The Bible, it does say, if you don't work, you don't eat. But God has given me special dispensation concerning that because of my, you know, we have a special relationship, God and me. And most people don't understand it. They just see a sloppy, lazy person that never works, never does anything. But God sees my heart. And people don't know. People don't know. But inside, well, you can live in that delusion if you want to. But the truth is, your love for God and your obedience to God is shown in your life. People can see it. I know people don't like that, but they can. They can see it and they can see the lack of it. It works out. It works out of you. If it's in you, it comes out of you. If it never comes out of you, glory to God. Somebody say glory to God. Well, we're having fun now. Go to 1 Thessalonians. Let's have some more fun. Let's review a little bit from last week. What is diligence? What is diligence? Some of the Hebrew words, Greek words, we gave some definitions. I'll give them again. Literally, one of the Old Testament words for diligence means vehemently. Yes. And what does that mean? That means with zeal, with passion, with enthusiasm, intense or passionate are different definitions of vehement. Should we be passionate? Yes. Should we be really willing to... get up and turn it on. I mean, be intense and do whatever. You know, one definition is energetic.
Yes.
Energetic. Another definition of the word for diligence in the Old Testament is wholly or completely. Another one is speedily. Speedily. And one literally means to, T-O, dawn. And it has to do with to do it at dawn. Well, that's as early in the day as you can. It's what it's saying. To be early. Well, that bears, that is in agreement, I should say, with New Testament definition, which says promptly. Amen. Promptly. Amen. To be diligent is to be prompt and to do things promptly, with earnest, with speed, energetic, and to make effort. Say it out loud, I am not lazy. I'm not a sluggard. I don't drag around. I don't procrastinate. I don't shirk my responsibilities. I am diligent. 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 The Bible has told us to be. In Romans, you don't have to turn there, but in Romans, the 12th chapter, we're told in verse 11, not to be slothful in business, but to be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, not slothful,
not slothful
in my business.
In my business.
But what?
Fervent.
Fervent in spirit. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Fervency. We ought not to lose our fervency and passion just because we've been saved a long time. Jesus should be even more real to us. Things of God should be greater and stronger in us. We shouldn't just cool off and wax lax. We should be as intense, as excited, as passionate about the gospel, and more so. More so with the passing years. Somebody said out loud, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
I'm
passionate about the gospel.
I'm
intense about the gospel.
I love God.
Amen. And when people love God, now listen how Jesus described it, the commandment to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. All is wide open throttle,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Amen. Yes.
Wide open throttle.
Yes.
I like to see those jet engines running wide open throttle.
Yeah.
It's interesting, a fan jet engine will run over 100% on the fan portion of it. It'll run, you know, we were coming back from L.A. a few weeks ago. I told you we hit that 540 miles an hour. Well, we had those fans spooled up to 104%. And that's, you know, acceptable for them. The core is running less than 100%, but the fan is 104%.
Wow.
Well, that's all it can do. But it doesn't hurt those things to run that way all day long. It's not like your car engine. They'll do that all day long, not bother them. Well, how about us? Is 30% okay?
No.
40%?
No.
No. No. Let's push her on up. Huh?
Yeah.
Anybody with me?
Yeah.
Get a hold of those throttles and push them on up.
Yeah.
Push them on up. 70, 80,
yeah.
95%.
Yeah.
Push them on up.
Yeah.
That's when you get up high above all the muck and the guck.
Yes.
Get up high above all the storms and the problems.
Yes.
And lay your ears back and move.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
for Jesus.
Yeah.
You ever heard the term Godspeed? How fast is God's speed? Fast. God's speed. God's speed's a Bible term. It's a good term. In fact, we're told not to tell people that are preaching error, God's speed. We don't want them to take off and go full bore. We want them to quit and get saved and get right. But people that are preaching the gospel, that are doing right, people that are living for God, God's speed. Open it on up. Now, I'm not just rattling on. How many remember what Jesus said about lukewarmness? Lukewarmness is not wide open throttle. Is it? What's lukewarmness? Well, it's not idle, but it's a long ways from 100%. What's lukewarmness? 20%. Right? I mean, you're running. You're doing something, but not much. You're doing only a fraction of what you're capable of. Was that okay with the Lord? Did he say, well, I'd rather you be lukewarm than be cold? I mean, being warm is better than being cold. He didn't say that, strangely enough. You see something about the nature of the Lord. What did he say? He said, I'd rather you cold or hot, but lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out. Why? God doesn't want us to play. Why? Because playing shows real heart problems. Doesn't it? Man, when your heart's in it, you can put everything else in it. If your heart's in it, if you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, nobody has to tell you to give it your all. Do they? See, it shows heart problems when you play around with stuff. Your heart's not in it. God doesn't have your heart. You don't love him with all your heart. And a lot of folks wouldn't want to admit that, but that just is the case. Say it out loud, by faith, no matter what you've done in the past, say it out loud, I love God.
I love God.
The Lord my God.
The Lord my God.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
All my soul.
All my soul.
All my mind.
All my mind.
All my strength.
All my strength.
I love God.
I love God.
I serve God.
I serve God.
I'll not be cold.
I'll not be lukewarm.
I'll be red hot. Fervent in the spirit. 100%. Glory to God. Lord, help us with this. We live in a cold, lax generation, don't we? Self-satisfied. Well, that's good enough. Don't ask us too much. Don't require too much. We'll go to a different church. I got up and came. What else do you expect me to do? It's not what I expect or what any other preacher expects. It's what your God requires. Doesn't he? He requires that we be willing to lay everything down. Everything down. And be his disciple.
Yes.
And nothing else even come close to being first place like him in our life. Nobody. Nothing else. He's first. He's it. And we're all for him. He was all for us, wasn't he? How much did he hold back? Nothing. He's still all for us, isn't he? How much is he holding back? Nothing. Well, then we ought to be that way with him. And when you're that way, you're diligent. You get up early. You do what it takes. You stay as long as it takes. You spend as much as it takes. Are y'all with me tonight or not? You do whatever it takes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me